The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow, with a zero in the snow part. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, all over the place. We talked a little basketball. We talked a little bit of everything. And we're out here at Cowboys and Indians on Taft, which I believe is Montrose. So come on by. Hang out. Very cool place. A lot of Blitzers are here. And you can probably watch Tasha watch her boyfriend sleep on her phone. Cause she's probably
is that what she's doing?
I'm sure that's what she's doing. Oh, okay. She's sitting in the sun now?
She is watching him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's cold in Moldova or wherever.
You're watching him over there?
Yeah. Oh, she's actually having a conversation.
Oh, okay. He's awake.
Wow.
Weird. That's got to be awkward. Like actually talking to him.
Yeah.
She's not used to that.
Yeah, conversation. Usually she just watch him go. Yeah. 713-780.
Oh, weird.
What?
I can hear our show. Like, you just said hour number two.
Oh, really?
That's annoying.
Huh.
Because they're listening.
Oh,
to the
they're on the delay.
Yeah.
Why are they on the delay?
They're using the stream.
Oh, they're using the streams. Oh, and that's like a long delay. That's like a 20. That's like a 20-second delay. More than that? Wow. 2-minute delay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This is our last hour on the big station.
Yeah. Just in case you're.
Then we're just mapping. Straight mapping.
Yeah. Well, we'll also be on the stream for ESPN 97.5.
Okay, okay.
So if you're just tuning in. Aggie basketball at 6 on 97.5. We will have the Blitz on 94.1, Sports Map 94.1. And we will also continue the Blitz on the ESPN stream. But for those of you in Beaumont, you're going to have to listen on the stream because, fortunately, the Aggies are still playing. It's good,
Aggie hoop.
Yeah. So, or you can listen to Aggie basketball if you want. That's okay, too. You know, I always put together a list of stuff to talk about, and Voldemort actually does a really good job of throwing some ideas at us each day, so thank you for that. See, the most important person in the entire operation just walked in, Laura Beavers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She does cut our checks.
Yes, among other things. She is like, yeah, and especially with
Dave. And she's HR and hasn't fired me yet.
Right,
so.
Right.
That's important. That's key in an HR person. If they won't fire me, that's the kind of HR person I need.
Yeah, and she doesn't say anything about, you know, any of our activities. We occasionally get an email forwarded to us, but that's about it. But now, I don't know even where my train of thought went.
I was on
something. Oh, I was saying that I have all these things that I wanted to talk about today. I don't think we've done a single one of them.
No.
Which means it's probably a good show.
Yeah, we've been busy.
It's like
talking about other stuff.
If the show,
car chases and why people hate me. And
I mean, those are interesting. And whether or not this is Montrose or Midtown.
Right. Important things that need to be discussed.
Yeah. And I think that, that was a good hour. So I've got all this stuff, but I don't know if I even want to do it. Do we have Brad today? We have Brad Powers to talk today? Yeah, we do. He's at 5:30, so we'll talk college basketball with him.
He got that non-quesadilla. That's a good.
Oh yeah,
that's a tasty treat.
I'm telling you, man, the food here is real.
Oh yeah,
it is real. I'm gonna. I was telling somebody earlier. I'm gonna make this part of my Sunday bike around town. This will be a stop for food.
Yeah,
on occasion. But what sucks is I've had about six people offer to buy me drinks.
I know everybody wants.
I know. And it's, you want a shot? That's not the right question. It's like, I can't have one. Do I want one? Hell yes, but I can't have one right now. So that kind of sucks. That is a negative, not being able to do to.
It's all right, Fred. You'll make
but
it.
But I like to partake with the people.
I know you
it's
do.
It's always fun.
Voldemort could do your shots for you.
That's true. Well, he's got a longer way to drive.
Yeah, big deal.
He also lives out in the boonies.
Oh, he does. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's South Boonie as opposed to North Boonie.
Yeah.
But he's out there. As the wolf said in Pulp Fiction, move out of the sticks, boys.
I don't know if I live in full-blown boonies. Like, my mailing address is still Houston.
Yeah.
That's not, you can't, it can't be the boonies, right? If I'm still in mailing address Houston.
Yeah, I mean, yes. If you're still in the city, technically.
Right.
That doesn't count as boonies.
Okay.
The Woodlands is the boonies.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
I'm close.
But that's all right. If you live in the Woodlands, you don't come down here. You got no reason to.
That's true.
You got everything up there.
Although I drive here from the Woodlands every day because that's where my gym is.
Okay.
So I drive to the boonies to work out.
Right.
And then I drive.
And then drive to civilization to do the show.
Yeah. And then drive back to my border boonies to live.
Well, you're close to the racetrack. I don't consider that the boonies.
Okay.
But you know what? I had a weird thing happen today for the first time in
You got
forever.
Pregnant.
No. Just look that way. that's one of those I expect somebody to come up and say, yeah, how many months?
You kissed a boy and you liked it.
No. I enjoyed driving today for the first time in 2 years.
Really?
Where I was out, I had to drive out to Katy to go see one of my doctors. And at some point I go, you know what? This is kind of fun.
You put the window down?
I had the top, sunroof open and sunroof open and rolled the windows down and just chilled. And it's like, and I have hated driving ever since that accident.
Uh-huh.
I think I've crossed a mental hurdle here.
You know when I like driving? When I ride my motorcycle.
Well, see, and it was such a nice day and having the roof open and everything. I'm just kind of like, this is cool.
Yeah.
And traffic wasn't bad. You know, an I-10 is nice and spread out now. They've done a nice job with it. And I'm just saying, you know what? I don't hate driving anymore. Very strange.
Good for you.
Came out of nowhere.
I still hate driving.
Well, I prefer not to drive, but it's like somebody was saying, hey, man, this is going on out in Sugar Land this weekend. Maybe you should come out. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I might do that. I might actually do that. Someone wants us to ask HR Lady if John can get pepper sprayed again. I don't think we're
not wise, guys.
No, I mean, I'm not opposed to pepper spraying somebody else.
Jong's taking his
but
medicine.
Jong, he did his part. He took one for the team. And I think at this stage, if somebody else wants to step up, and we'll have to do something more creative because we've already done pepper spray. It's been done. We need something new. If one of the interns wants to step up and be physically abused in some way for the good of the show, I'll listen.
Okay.
But it needs to be creative and different.
An intern?
Well, intern or somebody who works here.
I was going to say, it needs to be a low-level employee. Jose, for sure. Yeah, Jose would be a good one. Like, Jose, you like working here? A lot? Good, because we've got a job for you.
Yeah, maybe that's a good thing for him to do.
We're going to stun gun you in the neck.
Ooh. Maybe we should take him fishing and accidentally hook him and see how he reacts.
That's a... They did that on the Jackass movie with Steve-O.
Did they?
He stuck a giant fish hook through his face, and they threw him in the water.
No, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I would make it look like an accident. But,
Those Jackass movies make me laugh way more than they should. That makes me feel like I'm a kid.
Yeah.
Like there's no – watching people get hurt is still, like, the funniest thing to me. I don't know why.
Oh, I've never actually watched those, but you know the videos that I love on YouTube are all – you know, little kids getting hit with bowling balls and, you know, the grape stomping lady and things like that. I
like the noises grape stomp lady makes. Yeah.
Which, I'm not going to lie, when I was watching that chase, I was kind of hoping for a, not necessarily a violent ending, but a lot, you know, I wanted to see him get dragged out and accidentally bang his head or something.
I want to do a show.
I enjoy that.
I want to do a show, like, not a radio show, obviously, but like an internet or TV show where we find out, like, where are they now from internet stars, like, you know, famous internet, like, viral videos.
Yeah.
Like, what happened to Grape Stomp Lady? What is she up to now?
It's an interesting question.
Because think about it. When the last time we heard, we didn't hear anything about Keyboard Cat for a long time, and then they're like, oh, hey, by the way, Keyboard Cat died.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I wish I would have known that he was sick. I would have come to visit him. I would have pet him.
You could have put him in a pet cemetery, yeah, and he could be reanimated, yeah, and come back and do it again. Yeah.
I just want to know what's going on with these, with Grape Stomp Lady. Where is she now? What is she up to? What's her weight like?
That's a fair question. Her weight is probably up, I'm guessing. Yeah. Yeah, Rachel,
not that we're judging.
Rachel's the other one says thanks for the shout-out, because I don't know if I mentioned her by name, but she's also doing a great job with the videos. So and she's taking those on her own. So all those people who are doing video, especially guys like Josh who's helping with them. Man,
are you mad that I'm not doing videos?
Not really.
Okay,
we've got we got a lot of people who are doing them and doing them well. And we're going to – now, your show idea, eventually this is my kind of next level stuff that I want to do with the website, is do actual TV shows on the site.
Okay.
That'll be like 30 minutes. And
boom goes the dynamite.
Well,
where's that guy now?
Well, fair. That's a good question. He's probably working at ESPN.
Probably.
Some of the people are trotting out there now.
Actually, he does middays at 6:10.
Ah. Or is it? Well, okay. But
one knows because no one listens. But he does work there.
But we're gonna we're definitely going to be doing some shows like that once we get them sponsored, and so we'll have almost a TV channel on SportsMap, and some of those shows I think will be really good and marketable for some of the channels around town to use. So that I might want to get you involved in.
Okay,
because
I have another good idea for a show.
Yeah,
30 minutes. Of just chicks washing cars in bikinis.
I think they have videos of that, actually. I think that's already been done.
I mean, a lot of stuff's been done, and then it gets done again better.
I see.
We can do better.
I don't know any women in bikinis.
Dude, they're everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, you're a big famous star with a website. You can find one.
One?
or two, or however many.
Yeah, we're going to do the we're going to have to start with sports stuff, but...
Oh.
But we can. But I want
to. Who cares about sports?
That's
overrated.
Lauren the Aggie asked, "Would Pet Sematary Keyboard Cats tune be all creepy and ominous?"
Oh yes,
that would be interesting.
It would sound like the Undertaker was walking to the ring.
Yeah, it'd be really slow, and it's filled with doom.
It'd be pipe organ cat and not keyboard cat. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Man Centers. If you are on synthetic testosterone injections, I don't know what you're thinking. What's wrong with you? Man Centers, they don't recommend testosterone injections. They want to focus on enhancing your own body's natural ability to produce testosterone. The synthetic stuff can damage fertility, can cause dependency, causes long-term health issues. It comes with a crash, and it causes shrinkage. And if you can afford shrinkage, well, good for you. I sure can't. I need everything I got. I can't. No one wants shrinkage. Let's just face it. And right now, you can go into Man Centers, get a free general male wellness checkup. It's $150 value, and it's absolutely free to you. They've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 288 in Pearland or off 249 in Tomball. Give them a call today to set up that appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online. And they're booking appointments on Saturdays now, so no more excuses. Saturday appointments fill up quickly. So call today or book your appointments online at mancenters.com. It's Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from Cowboys and Indians on Taft. Beautiful day to be outside, which is where we're sitting right now. 281 says, John with pepper spray, A.J. with the stimulator, Fred? Dude, I ate crow. That's on YouTube. You can go look at that. I've done my part for the show. Ate a freaking crow. It was disgusting. I was sick for a month after that, too. Man, this is like the second conversation I've had about poker because Keith, who's here, is going to Vegas and was asking about poker tournaments we played. And then, okay, so 518. You just missed before the show, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you almost got it right at the start of the show. But
that was a mix.
It was a little premature.
That was a mix of my lunch that I had, or lunch slash dinner, I guess, that I had here. I don't know what that meal would be called. I didn't eat lunch, but
Leonard?
I ate here at 3 o'clock. So I had that and coffee that I had on the way here. So coffee and Leonard.
Ah.
Yeah. Mostly coffee flavor, though.
Okay. 832, the radio ratings, you refer to public information. I ask that because other stations are claiming the number one spot. Yeah,
we had
that conversation about 790 and how that's garbage. But no, but if you go to Houston Media Watch's website, Craig Shelton wrote a thing on it that has the ratings in there. And he's got a good breakdown. So also tells you who is clearly the numero uno show in the city.
Okay.
So
local programming.
That's right. So,
is that what it says for real?
No. Okay. He gave us credit for pulling a three share, which he said has not happened in sports radio around here in a while. And I don't remember the last time either. I don't remember the last time we did it, but it's been a while. So, and again, the ratings are so, whether you win or lose, they're not really an indication of what your audience is. And even when our numbers are down, the stream numbers were incredible. And we had 1 million downloads on that stream. That's pretty amazing. So it's just when if the other guys are going to poke out their things when they win, we're going to pull out ours when we win.
That's it.
And that's all there is to it.
I'll pull mine out when we don't win.
Yeah, frankly, yeah.
I'll walk around the city with mine
out. But I always believe in, you treat people. I try to treat people fairly. So if you treat me like a jerk, I'm going to treat you like a jerk.
That's what I'm saying.
And if you you want to pound your chest when you win, then we're going to pound our chest when we win. So,
in your face, bitches.
409 asks, do you think AM radio as a whole is a dying breed? I'm 30 years old and don't think I've actively searched the AM airwaves. Surely the demographic is guys in their 50s, but I can't imagine many guys my age surf the AM. Thoughts? I think that's an interesting question that I don't really have an answer to. Because, I think each demo is different. We've always skewered younger because I think younger people listen to FM. I think some of their crowd is the same crowd that still reads the Chronicle every day.
Right.
And, I've tried to evolve personally to where I'm not a newspaper guy anymore, right?
Right.
And I may be old, but I'm not old guy who's sitting there watching golf and baseball and reading the paper every day. I don't want to be that guy. But I don't think it's dying. I just think that radio in general has changed. I mean, these podcasts have really there's so many popular podcasts now, and we're an on-demand society. And I think we've tried to do our show like it's a podcast in a lot of ways, in that we don't repeat the same topics over and over. We don't come back to a lot of things that we've already covered. Once we cover something, we feel like we've dealt with it and we move on. And, I like to think of the show as a 3-hour podcast that just happens to be live on terrestrial radio.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that's what it is. That's just kind of our approach. And I think it's more the approach of individual hosts that would affect that.
11 Below Brewing tweeted at us, Fred.
Yeah.
Appreciate the love. Need to get Fred some Big Mistake 2018 next week.
I love those guys. That is my...
I like that negative space that they do.
Yeah, negative space. I actually went somewhere that had that the other day, and of course it was a day I wasn't drinking. And I'm just like,
man, I have a bunch of – I mean, because that's kind of my neighborhood, 11 Below. That's like,
yeah,
I
guess
that would be considered the most local brewery, like closest brewery to me.
Yeah.
And that place is always packed. Like, that is – they got a good little following there. And I go in – normally, when they have something I want, I usually go pick it up and leave.
Yeah,
that's my move, but they always have a crowd in there, and I know a bunch of dudes who work over in that part. A couple guys who work for the energy company up there. As soon as they get out of work, like once or twice a week, they go to 11 Below. So
yeah, and they're right down the road from Whitmire's, which is how I got introduced to them. Is I went out there with Chris and Travis one day, and we went by the brewery, and that's where I had Big Mistake for the first time. I'm like, oh, I love this. It's so good.
Good stuff.
And that's right up my alley, too. And And yeah, so it is. It's a fantastic beer, and they do a nice job. And the Oso Bueno, my wife loves that. That's one of the things that whenever we're out and about, that one's out. That's what she gets. That's like one of her go-tos. So they've got some good beer, man.
Yeah, I was there for I went there probably a couple weeks ago for Coffee Negative Space, which is like the coffee milk stout that they make. Which and it's like Negative Space is like a spice stout. I don't know how I would describe it, but it's really good. It's really tasty. And the coffee version was really good too. But that place was just jammed full of people.
Yeah, and
that's why I don't hang out there, because I don't like places where there's a bunch of people.
Right, right. But, and I don't blame you for that. But I do like though that they've gotten a following, and I think part of this, and what's made a lot of these places successful, is because in that, like you said, in area,
that community,
there's not another one, and they're kind of like your home team.
Dude, let me tell you. So No Label Brewing out there in Katy. Not my favorite beer, you know. I'm not. They do. They've had some real good ones come out, but their like day to day lineup isn't my flavor. They have the most loyal following of people in Katy, who always support that beer. And it, like when there's those brackets for best beer,
yeah,
everybody in Katy will vote for No Label.
Well, like, you know, and I think that's cool. It's like in Edo, it's Eighth Wonder, and everybody supports the hell out of them, and that's. And we've got – and now Sigma's down there, which is another really good brewery that I like a lot that I go to in kind of midtown but under the radar. Same thing, those little areas. And Eureka Heights,
it's good.
They've done a real good job of that too with that neighborhood. Every time I go there, it's like all people from right around there,
yep.
And it's always packed. And I love seeing that, man. I love that these places are, you know, really – because Houston is so big. And we talk all the time, and we make fun of people who say, oh, no, this isn't Montrose or whatever. But the reality is you do identify with your neighborhoods, and I love seeing these things crop up. The one in Webster that we used to go to, same thing. I mean, that became Webster's Saloon Door, yeah. So it's cool. It's a cool thing to see. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you wish to get in, best way to do it is to text the show. Somebody, Longhorn Dimitri, asked how they determine the rating, just based on number of people running around town and what they listen to. It's a group of people, and that's where they come from. It's just like Nielsen. I mean, Nielsen owns both companies.
Yep.
So it's a very similar setup, but, I still think until we have a way to measure everything, including stream numbers, who's listening on the app, and factor that into ratings, then they're never going to be honest. And it's one of the things that David Barron always likes to write, that, the numbers for sports stations are never as high as numbers for Tejano music or whatever. Well, the reality is a lot more people are listening to us on the stream than they are the stations. If you want to hear music, although now I think people are listening a lot to their whatever's on their iPhone. But if you want to listen to music, that's one thing. You're not going to go to a stream very often to listen to a music station. And people do listen to sports talk that way, and they listen to political talk that way as well. And I think those are all factors that, you know, in the end, if we could ever add all that up. And the other plain and simple fact is that we don't get to count Beaumont or the Golden Triangle, which if we did, there would never be a race. I mean, it would not even be close each month. So, you know, I wish someday we had a way to measure everything. And I know they were close to a device at one point that would be the equivalent of what you have for TV now. Like if you walk into a sports bar and you're part of Nielsen, it'll pick up what you're watching. At some point, I'd like to have something that no matter how you're consuming it, that's how we judge it.
Yeah.
Because I think if we did that, I don't think it would be as much fun to win, because we'd win all the time. But I'm also biased that way.
Are you saying all we do is win, no matter what?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
So, tell you another way to win. I want you guys to try out a new website. If you love fantasy baseball, my favorite app is Draft. If you haven't played it before, it's daily fantasy baseball. It's not like the other guys, though. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. As a matter of fact, I got into a hockey one tonight. It's a little three-person tournament, and we all drafted, and boom, I have my team ready to go. And it lasts for just tonight. Once you're done drafting, that's it. There's no trades. There's no waiver wire. You just set your lineup and forget it. And the best part is you're playing for cold, hard cash, and you're going to get paid out on the next day. Drafts start as low as a dollar, so there's a draft for everybody out there can get in. And I'm telling you, it's so easy. It's fun. The draft just took a couple minutes. I've got my team tonight, and hopefully I'll win some money. And it was all very, very fun. Join me on draft today. Just search draft in your app store or play right from your computer. Go to draft.com. Can do that as well. And for a limited time only, all of our listeners, all the Blitzers, are going to get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code, Fred. Promo code Fred. That's right. Play a real money game for free just for using promo code Fred when you make your first deposit. And stay tuned. We're going to set up some drafts for the listeners here in the next couple weeks. Search draft in your app store or go to draft.com. Enter promo code Fred. That's draft.com.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. Man, small world. The guy who owns the place I know from 13 years ago. And he confirmed that I was a gambling degenerate even then.
Yeah.
And speaking of gambling, our good buddy Brad Powers, lead college football analyst for pregame.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at BradPowers7. Brad, how's it going, my friend?
It's going well. How are you guys doing on this fine Thursday afternoon?
Oh, we're doing awesome.
Can't complain, my friend. We had a good weekend last weekend, betting the games until Sunday. Sunday kind of fell apart, but Thursday, Friday, Saturday were sweet enough that Sunday didn't much matter. Hopefully looking to have a good one again here today. So let's not waste any time, and let's get into these games. We got a few to talk about for the upcoming couple days. What's your favorite side tonight or for tonight's games?
Well, favorite side for me tonight probably is Gonzaga in the late one. The price has gotten a little bit up there here with the Zags taking some money up to 6 right now. And, you know, the reason being, you got to shade a little bit of home court advantage for them. They're going to have the fan advantage there in L.A. Gonzaga is probably one of the top 2 or 3 traveling fan bases on the West Coast. Florida State, you know, obviously an impressive win over Xavier, but, I mean, let's be real, they were trailing by 9. In that game outscored Xavier 18-4 to close. A lot of it, you know, Makura, the point guard for Xavier, got into foul trouble there. I like the Zags minus the 6 in that one.
I'm with you on that. I'm also on Kentucky today, and I'm surprised that the number is getting shorter. It was Kentucky minus 5.5 to start the day. It's down to 5 now, or at least the last I looked, it was at 5. Does that mean there's money coming in on Kansas State?
There is money coming in on Kansas State. I'm a little surprised by it. Maybe some of it's, you know, the confidence in Dean Wade, who their leading scorer, who sat out each of the first 2 rounds of the NCAA tournament. I guess the expectation is going to be 100%. I don't think that's going to be the case. No team has made me more money in the last month than Kentucky. 9-1 straight up, 9-1 against the spread their last 10 games. I had a couple of big plays on them already in the tournament. You know, Buffalo game, they're only laying 5. I couldn't believe that. Kentucky's disrespected in the marketplace. I'll go ahead and take the value. I agree with you. Kentucky's the play. And keep in mind, John Calipari in this Sweet 16 round in his career, 11-2 straight up, 11-2 against the spread. Significant coaching advantage here. I'm going to take the Red Hot Wildcats from Lexington minus the 5.
I got to say, I'm on Loyola today. I've got plus 1.5. I wish I had 2, but I'm not going to complain. Just watching these two teams play so far, it feels like Nevada's lucky to be here because I just saw them get dominated for the most part of 2 games. And Loyola, both their games were close, but it just felt like they were the team that should have won those games. And Loyola, I mean, they've won 19 out of 20. I think if they had a different name on their jersey, they'd get a different level of respect. But because it's Loyola, no one's really paying attention to them. It seems like a short number to me. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I lean on Loyola on the side, although my favorite play in the game, I like the under. And I think there's some correlation. If you like Loyola,
if it's under, it's a Loyola game.
Control the tempo, then you're going to like the under. I mean, the under's cashed in each of their last seven games. The average total score has been by 121, and yet you're sitting with 144.5 here. That's the highest total in a Loyola game since December the 6th. I agree with you. Nevada's overrated. I mean, in the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament, they led by a combined 4 minutes and 24 seconds combined in those two games. So I definitely think they're overrated. Made some money on Loyola. Lean with them, but prefer the under.
The other game tonight is, I think, one of the toughest games to call. I think stylistically, just because the way Michigan uses their bigs, drawing out the post guys for Texas A&M, that they seem to have an advantage. But A&M looked really good against North Carolina, and Michigan kind of almost lucky to be here at this point. What are your thoughts on that game, and is the line right in your mind at 2.5, 3?
Yeah, no question about it. One of the tougher games to handicap. And reason being, I want to play on both teams. I think Texas A&M has a very high ceiling. Obviously, it's a team that was really good at the start of the year, then had some off-court issues, injuries, suspensions, and then finally played up to their ability, obviously, in the North Carolina game. I mean, when they're playing their A game, they're a top-10 team. I mean, Michigan did not have a good first weekend of the NCAA tournament outside of winning those two games in the final shot against Houston, but I mean, let's keep it real. Michigan shot 35.6% in that game against Houston. Worst shooting percentage that they had all season. Some of that had to do with Houston's defense being pretty good. Some of it, you just had a bad off-night shooting. And if you can overcome that and survive in advance, I kind of lean towards the Wolverines here just from a pure value aspect. You got a Texas A&M team off probably their first or second best performance of the entire season. Michigan off, you know, a lackluster effort, or at least their worst shooting percentage. I think that creates a little bit of value on Michigan. I'm not going to bet it too much. In fact, the biggest bet I'll have on this game, because I do think Texas A&M is capable of pulling the outright upset, I got some long future tickets, significant ones on Michigan, and I'm going to start hedging just slightly in this particular round here just because I think they could get upset, and I wouldn't be shocked.
Both the number one seeds playing tomorrow going up against a 5 seed. They're both 5-point favorites, Villanova over West Virginia, Kansas over Clemson. I trust Villanova way more than I trust Kansas. I don't know that Clemson's the right team to beat Kansas, but 5 points, that number could be in danger in my opinion. What are your thoughts on Kansas-Clemson?
I like Kansas in that game, and the money's come in on Kansas, and I agree with you. I trust Villanova more in Kansas. The problem is West Virginia is a lot better than Clemson, so there's a reason why those spreads are similar there. I mean, Kansas the last 2 years in the Sweet 16 round been dominant over Purdue and Maryland the last 2 years. Clemson hasn't played in the Sweet 16 since 97. I know Clemson looked great, maybe played their best game of the entire season the last round against an overrated Auburn team. But with Azubuike back for Kansas, keep in mind they've won 5 straight games with him playing a combined 25 minutes, getting a 7-footer back. As long as Graham has a bounce-back performance, it wasn't that good against Seton Hall. I think the Jayhawks are the right side there. And keep in mind, playing in Omaha, they'll have a significant crowd advantage.
West Virginia, they've got the best defensive player in the country, maybe, in Javon Carter, and he's going to be a handful for Jalen Brunson, who might be the best offensive point guard in the country. But to me, the press is going to have a hard time against all the ball handlers that Villanova has, all the shooters that Villanova has. And West Virginia really has one big, and he's been having a tendency to get into foul trouble. What are your thoughts on that Villanova-West Virginia game? You trust Villanova to stretch it out a little?
Yeah, I do. And I like West Virginia a lot. I just think it's the worst matchup West Virginia could have in this particular round. Villanova hit 31 three-pointers combined in the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament. No team had done that in a two-game stretch in the NCAA tournament since the Loyola Marymount team back in 1990. So, I mean, when Villanova's hitting their threes like that, I think they're by far the best team in the country. They got the experience. Brunson, been a multiple-year starter there, got experience from the national title-winning team from 2 years ago. I also like the situation here. West Virginia had to play on the West Coast in San Diego, one of the last games on Sunday night. Villanova has stayed pretty much close to home and played on the first window on Saturday, so about 36-hour advantage there. And plus West Virginia, you know, had to be bumped up as far as their travel plans an extra day. I think the more rested Villanova team minus the 5, and it looks like money offshore wants to come in even more on West Virginia. I think you might be able to find a 4.5 out there on the Wildcats.
The number on Duke-Syracuse is now 11, and Duke and Syracuse, I mean, they're two teams playing the same defense right now. Duke's just they've just got better players. And at this point, I mean, Syracuse should be out of this tournament. Michigan State basically had to have a historically bad shooting night for Syracuse to win by 2 points. Do you feel like 11 is the right number? Do you feel like there's any chance that Syracuse can hang in this game?
I think 11's about right. You know, Duke beat Syracuse by 16 the first game, and Duke had a bad shooting night that night, only hit 2 out of 18 from three-point range. So, yeah, I mean, if Duke goes 2 out of 18, Syracuse maybe gets some semblance of an offense, although we still haven't seen it even in the NCAA tournament. Maybe they can keep it interesting, but I think the 11 is about right. I'm going to tack that one on the total. Syracuse's three NCAA tournament games have went under by a average of 23 points per game. Last 10 games since Duke switched to their zone defense, the under is 8-1-1. I'm going under 133.5. I think you have by far the worst unit in left in the Sweet 16s at Syracuse offense, and I don't expect them to get much against Duke, and I expect Syracuse to have some success defending Duke, so under 133.5 is my preferred pick there.
And the last game of the Sweet 16 round, Purdue and Texas Tech. I think that's another tough one to call because you don't really know what Purdue's going to look like. We saw them once without Isaac Haas. We saw some decent play out of Harms, particularly on the defensive end. But without the offense of Haas, it seems like it's harder for Purdue to get open looks, and that's where they thrive is when Haas gets double teamed. And Tech is a good defensive unit. I'm looking at a lower scoring game than the average Purdue game, but I'm also sort of leaning that Purdue can get the job done.
I'm a little opposite. Now, I agree with you. I think the under's probably the preferred. If you're going to go with the total, under would be the way to go there. Yeah, I'm kind of on an island because it looks like most prefer Purdue. I actually like Texas Tech, especially if I can get that plus two. I think they're a little underrated. Keep in mind, middle of February, Texas Tech looks like they're going to win the Big 12 regular season title, end that long streak for Kansas. What happens? Keenan Evans gets banged up. They lose four straight games with Evans, you know, missing a game and playing way less than 100% for three others. They fell out of favor in the marketplace. As long as Keenan Evans, and I think he's going to be as healthy as he's been probably in over a month. He said he was 85% after the Florida game, so he's got a week off. I got the better defensive team. I got the better head coach. I think Chris Beard's better than Matt Painter. Don't believe me. Pop in the tape of Arkansas Little Rock against Purdue in the NCAA tournament 2 years ago when Beard led Arkansas Little Rock over a win over Purdue. And Purdue, I mean, just chokes this time of year. Here's a program, 23 Big Ten regular season titles, more than any other program in the Big Ten, and yet they haven't been in the Final Four since 1980. Painter's 0-3 this round, straight up and against the spread. Red Raiders plus the two. They win the game outright.
Let's also remember Texas Tech hadn't been to a lot of Final Fours in their history either.
No, they have not. But, you know, the expectation for Texas Tech hasn't right. been there like Purdue, who's had multiple teams with one seeds, two seeds, three seeds to come up short time and time again.
All right, that's Brad Powers. You can follow him on Twitter, at BradPowers7. You guys got through all 8 games. Well done. Brad, appreciate the time as always, my friend, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Take care. Enjoy the games.
All right.
You too, man. All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about Tri-Eagle Energy. Listen, if you don't add to the madness of March by dealing with people changing up your bill on you, changing up fees, you don't need to do that. Not with Tri-Eagle Energy. The other guys, they're offering, you know, free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers, and then months later, you find out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees on your bill. That's not how it works with Tri-Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see, it's the rate you pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Just straight up honest business the way it should be. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Okay, guys, going to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. Let me tell you, Republic Harley-Davidson is not the closest Harley dealership to my house. There's probably about four or five that are closer, in fact. But I go to Republic Harley-Davidson because I trust them. I trust them with my bike. When I need a tune-up, oil change, whatever, the only dealership that I trust with my bike is Republic Harley-Davidson. They've got seven master technicians on staff. Seven. Way more than any other dealer in Houston. You know the job's going to get done right. And some of the other dealerships, they've got hourly employees taking apart and putting together bikes. I don't want that. I want somebody who's a master. Guys, here's the deal right now. You buy a new Harley at Republic, you're going to get maintenance for life. How great is that? I've been to the other dealerships in town. I've browsed around. They don't match up with the inventory. The staff is better here at Republic Harley-Davidson, and they're going to get you on the Harley of your dreams. And they're doing bike nights every third Thursday, or every third Thursday of the month through October. They're going to have live music on an outdoor stage, food and door prizes, and at the end of the season, they're going to give away a free Harley. The more events you go to, the more chances you get to register. And in October, one lucky winner is going to walk out with a free Harley-Davidson bike. Whatever your Harley needs, service, new or pre-owned, merchandise, riding classes, Republic HD is the best in Houston. Financing for everyone, 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or online at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley-Davidson.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen on Taft Street, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Cowboys and Indians on Taft. Beautiful afternoon to be outside, which we are. And a reminder that at 6 o'clock we'll have Aggie Basketball on 97.5. If you want to catch the last hour of The Blitz, you can pick it up on the stream or the app, or you can go over to 94.1 for those of you inside the city, as we will be broadcasting live on 94.1. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Are you a fan of White Castle restaurants?
Am I stoned?
Well, I don't know. Stoned, sober, any of the above. You've been to one, though.
I've been to one, yeah. Like when I they're all over the place in Tennessee. Since I've left Tennessee, I don't know that I've been to one, period. So I'm not a fan. I don't like say, oh man, I really miss White Castle. But if you're drunk or stoned, it's hard to beat, honestly.
Yeah, I've never actually been to one. My only knowledge of White Castle came because Stephen A. Smith left all his stuff on the table in front of us in Vegas.
Yeah.
It was all White Castle stuff. Well,
he's a pig.
Basically, if you want to start a one-pot meth lab, White Castle bathroom's a place to do it.
Oh, no.
Officers were called to the White Castle.
Maybe that's what Drew was doing in the bathroom here. Drew said he wasn't pooping, but he was in there for an abnormally long time. So I don't know if he was cooking meth or what.
No, I think he was masturbating. But
could be.
No, officers were called to the White Castle at 7996 West Ridge Road in Hobart, Indiana, for a report of a suspicious person. Police found a man with a suspected one-pot meth lab. The man was taken into custody. Four officers were treated for exposure to chemicals. You know that's a bad drug when just for arresting a guy, you got to get treated for exposure.
Man.
I mean, all I know about it is what I saw in Breaking Bad. But, yeah, he was using the bathroom.
Yeah.
The company's vice president released the following statement. We are proud of our White Castle team members who alerted local authorities about a suspicious customer and thankful for the Hobart Police Department's rapid response. We're grateful to be part of a community where everyone looks out for one another and works together to keep our neighborhood safe. Okay. Well, should have said, well, we're not selling at this location anymore, guys, just so you know. But it's dangerous because only a thin layer of plastic covers the chemicals, police have said, for the one-pot thing.
Okay.
So there you go. You've learned a lesson now.
Now you know. If you don't know, now you know.
Yes. Don't do meth and don't make meth in a White Castle bathroom.
You shouldn't.
And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gym of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gym of the day.
I have to admit, I don't know a lot about meth.
I don't either. I'm unfamiliar with
it. Breaking Bad is my knowledge of meth.
Right.
And it's not something I've ever been interested in or cared about how it was made.
I mean, I've seen the after effects of it.
Yeah.
I've known people who are into it. I just told you I lived in Tennessee for a while. I lived in Kentucky. I lived in New Mexico. I lived in Louisiana. I've lived all across the meth belt. So I should know, but no, I've never dabbled.
Yeah, it just seems like a bad idea.
Yeah,
across the board. But hey, if you're into that, that's your thing. So 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. Reminder, we are out here at Cowboys and Indians on Taft. Come on out. The food is fantastic. And a lot of Blitzers have actually come out here and hung out with us. And tomorrow we'll be at Prime Social Club. So if you want to get your poker on, that's over on Westheimer near Molina's. Very easy to find. So come check us out tomorrow if you can't get here today. But if you're hungry, I highly recommend you get over here and then sit in here and you can watch the games because I got four TVs. You're going to be able to watch whatever you want.
Yep.
So good people here, too. 713-780-3776. And I have to tell you about MyBookie. You want to get in on these games. They're about to crank up. You better get on MyBookie. Lay down some money and score big on college hoops. You can play hockey. You can play horse racing. You can do all those things and more. They got you covered. And thousands of people, including me, are betting online at mybookie.ag. And if you've tried online betting and gotten hosed because the website doesn't want to pay you or they take forever, well, go to MyBookie because that doesn't happen with MyBookie. You win, they pay. That's what they do, fast and without hassles. And, guys, I've never had any problems getting money out of there. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. How about live game in-game live betting? So let's say you get home a little late tonight because you're hanging out with us at Cowboys and Indians. You miss the start of the game. You can still get down. They got you covered. Join now. They're going to match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code RADIO. That's right, promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. Play, win, get paid. That's MyBookie.
Seven five.